If you go up there, let us know.
I was gonna say if whatever, I'll be coming later, guys. Right now, but
if you guys go up there, just let us know.
Cool. Yep. Sure. I actually do have two. We bought two bags of ice, and then I put them in the neighbor's cooler. So if you need it, you could have it. But when it goes to store,
yeah, there's some spare. We got two coolers and one of them.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't really need it. I was just like, hey, do you want to put this in a cooler? So I could grab it if you want me to.
Have some spare.
Okay. They weren't just sitting there just now. We'll see. Let's do.
Was it the Papa?
By the night? Volkswagen, you know, the Volkswagen tent to the right. There's people sitting by an RV to the right.
Just like if there's a Papa thing next to it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. We're
the RV.
We're just the left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're over
down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a white table with a DOA sticker in her hair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, and now she can walk this wide world over. She'll never find another man like me. Keep that silver buckle on my belt, here. So all the homies know I died standing pat. I want six shit talkers for my pallbearer. A chorus girl to sing me a song. I want a jazz band behind my hearse wagon, raising hell while we roll along. I want 13 coal black horses to drag me around Shakedown Square. Tell him to spike the drinks up as usual, cause the usual crowd be there. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. Now she can walk this wide world over, she'll never find another sweet man like me. Anybody happens to ask you, hey, you tell them I got the gambler's blues. You tell them I got the gambler's blues. You tell them I got them St. James Infirmary blues.
My whistle's gone. You know, sometimes you have a whistle, sometimes you don't.
You're a great audience.
St. James Infirmary, he changed the lyrics of it. St. James, I think it's, do you know that band Devil Makes Three? Idol makes three. Two of them are, I'm from Vermont, two of them are from Vermont, but they all met in Santa Cruz, and it's two guys and a chick, and she just plays something, she rips the bass, yeah, like stand-up bass, super awesome. Yeah, he's got these
guys.
Yeah.
Alan Murray. That's not a backup.
Oh, okay. Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
You gotta play a little bit so we can find out.
Everyone just looked up.
Hi. Yeah. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Before you go,
yeah. I got some stuff to give you.
There is to take with you.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Just read it on.
Remind
you know,
me of your contact info, too.
Yeah.
I got it before, but I
okay.
don't know where it's at.
All right. I got it. So, what are you? You the photographer?
I'm just the...
The
all-around groupie.
The all-around groupie. A hippie.
Yes,
another hippie.
I found a hippie, friends. What's your name?
I'm David. All my friends call me Pappy. That's my encampment back there.
David Pappy?
Yeah.
My name is Callie.
Callie?
Callie.
All right.
Callie
Ann. Pleasure meeting you. Yeah. Hippies.
Hippies. Can you guys just yell
County?
Hippies one time?
Are you coming from Marin County? Or?
We came from Roanoke Park today.
Where's it?
Up by like Santa Rosa.
Oh, okay.
And then we came from San Rafael. I will say San Rafael.
Okay.
But I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. How long you been out here?
13 years.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, but hey, I'm a Vermonter.
Hancock County, Tennessee.
Oh, cool.
Way back in the backwoods. You know, we're 2 hours east of Knoxville up in the Appalachians.
Yeah. Did you go back and visit?
2012. It's hard for me to go back because I've been exposed. The closest thing I get to it is being with the Big Horn Mountain Men, and we do live in history reenactments of the 17 and 1800s. So I've sort of lived that lifestyle. For this area right here, and when I leave here, I'll go to Los Angeles and then go up 7,000 feet to Big Bear, and there's about 400 of us there.
Wow, yeah, I just love Big Bear.
Yeah, and then we leave there and go down to San Diego, Arizona. Yeah, so we just sort of travel down the road. You know, most of us are retired, so. Yeah, we just hang out. Oh, yeah, we get a lot of visitors. They pay $5-$7 to come in and walk around camp. They can shoot, throw bow and arrow. The women make blankets. All kinds of stuff. Yeah, most of the stuff you see right there, you buy right up there.
Okay, oh, right here.
That's my lodge.
That's your lodge? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you.
What's up, Pappy? Pappy.
Pappy.
And you're Kelly.
Kelly. Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Pappy, in a minute here, I'm going to make a run to the store. So I'm going to the store.
I'm trying to
Our friend
about a week ago. Leroy Brown. Baddest man the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. He meaner than the junkyard door. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard door. Meaner than the junkyard dog. Sorry. That's the train wreck version of the ending.
Well, we need the mic then.
Yeah, because he goes.
You can't hear it in the ranch? Well, I hear the bass.
Need a little time off for bad behavior. The devil and me done been along too long.
That's the day that I was born. This old sharecrop with one room cooking shack. Hey, they say my mammy left me on the same day that she had me. Since you hit the road, never once looked back. Now I just thought I'd mention my granny's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning from building and a turning, picking cotton, raising hell, and building hay. Been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I had a good Christian raising, an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all to be treating me this way. Hurry up and wait in this world of give and take. Seem like haste it makes for waste every time. And I swear to my soul, when you hear them ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. Now I've been to Georgia on the fast train, honey. I wasn't born till yesterday. I had a good Christian raising, but eighth grade education ain't no need for y'all to be treating me this way. Take me this way. I'll go on a fast lane, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. Well, a good Christian raising, a great education, ain't no need y'all a train this week. Christian raising and an 8th grade education. Ain't no need y'all to be treating me this way. Ain't no need y'all to be treating me this way. Was playing on a harp a strong. Would you hear my voice coming through the music? Would you hold it near? This is where you're on. It's a handy bar. The doors are broken. Perhaps they're better when they're left on the same. Well, I don't really care. I select there be some to fill the air. All alone, if you should stand. then who is to guide you? Listen, if I'm on the way, well, I would take you home like da 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 da. Virgil was in the drugstore killing time when my eye fell upon this magazine. Now I got the redness, already go from skydiving and parachutes. It's a juvenile airplane, which was a thing. Now being raised down on a farm, I was ready for adventure. I said, call them boys together, but he's a day. I said, Uncle Harvey got an airplane. Dammer Gill's got a parachute, yeah. Call them boys together, please, dude. Well, I found out too late, but Uncle Harvey caught an airplane. It was nothing but an engine and a wing. And I could feel my fear rising as Dammer packed my parachute, because he kept telling me I was doing the right thing. Tatey shook my hand as Delmer strapped me in the harness. Some children brought a jug and passed it around. I took one look at that whiskey, that parachute, and that airplane. Turned that bottle up, drank her down. Well, I was drunk and could have Jones, time that part me in that plane. That engine coughed and headed for the clouds. But as sober as a judge, man, time they opened up that door. Never known my heart to beat so loud. I said, Harvey, I can't do it, man, as he kicked me out the door. I wrapped my hands around that landing gear. Well, I was holding on real good. The Virgil stepped down on my fingers. But you heard me screaming way down there. Once my parachute finally opened, I said, hell, there ain't no use in being afraid. I went crashing through the henhouse, scattering chickens and breaking eggs, kissed the ground and cleaning the dead away. Now, friends, I've done some fighting, been shot at once or twice, darn near been run over by a train. But I don't think I remember being any more afraid than the day I jumped from Uncle Harvey's plane.